Welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I help private practice owners align their business back with their soul's calling, with their big vision, and with their soul's purpose. Unlike other private practice coaches, I've traveled the world in search of spiritual resources, spiritual tools, education, and information so that you can have the transformation that your soul desires and needs, so that you can up-level your business. How much fun is this? I love it so much. Guys, if you're not already a member of the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group, please check out the show notes. I would love for you to be there. In the meantime, thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I want to say a very warm welcome to all of the new subscribers. And of course, thank you so much to everybody that keeps pushing play on new episodes. I am so thankful for you and so appreciative that you're here. So today, it was such a pleasure to receive an email about referrals, and I love talking about referrals so much. In fact, I've even created a new program for referrals, and that will be available, I think, maybe in the next month or two. But yeah, stay tuned for that. But it's going to teach you the energetics behind referrals and how you can attract them so that you're not feeling like you're, you know, pushing and being salesy and aggressive and all that sort of icky stuff. But today, the email that I received was around Emma saying that she had been marketing her practice and she'd been updating her profile on Psychology Today. She'd updated her website, done all of that sort of stuff. She'd also raised her fee, but she noticed that she wasn't building her diary. And so she was asking why that might be. And here's the thing. Here's what I can tell you from my experience. You have to be in the right mindset in order to receive the clients who are actually going to pay you the fee that you want. And you have to do some energetic things to support the universe in delivering those so that you can receive them. I guess the first thing that comes to mind is that if you are charging a low fee, then that's going to have all sorts of effects on your business. For example, we've gone into this in previous episodes, so I won't belabor it, but it's a different demographic, a low fee client to, you know, a regular fee client or even a higher fee client. They're different demographics and there's different energies behind those for all sorts of reasons. But if you raise your fees and then you realize, oh, nobody's booking in at the new fee, I want to ask you, because this is what Emma's question was about, you know, is she not filling the diary because she raised her fee? So what I want to ask you is, how are you drawing the assumption that it's because you raised your fee that you're not getting the referrals? How are you putting those two things together? The only way that you could be putting those two things together is through a limiting belief. And that limiting belief could be something as simple as, well, it's been my experience that when I charge people $60 for a session, they tend to turn up. When I charge them $130, they tend not to, or I can't find people, or people won't rebook and stuff like that. So I want to know, what's the association that you're making between your fee and your referrals? What is the meaning that you're attributing to that fee? Because here's the thing, everything is energy, right? Your fee is neutral. It doesn't have a positive charge. It does not have a negative charge. It's neutral energy, okay? So if you're making an assumption that it's because of the fee that you're not getting people, that's you putting a negative spin on it. And what's going to happen when you do that is, without being consciously aware of it, you'll manifest clients who have inquiry calls with you and then don't book in because of the fee, or you will assume it's because of the fee. Not everybody's going to say, you know, it's because of the fee, because they might feel embarrassed or, anything. They might not want to be judged if they say that they can't afford it and things like that. So I guess what I want you to take away from today's episode is the idea that, as I've said before, it's you that influences the energy you are going to get back, what you put out. So if you're confident with your fee, you'll attract clients who are confident with your fee. If you're at ease with your fee, you'll attract clients who are at ease with your fee. Okay, so if you've bumped your fee, congratulations. But if you're not seeing the referrals convert yet, I would say begin with looking at yourself first. And that may be hard to hear for some people, but definitely look at the inner work and look at how you feel about that fee and ask yourself things like, why did I settle on this fee, or why did I choose this fee? What was it that caused me to change my fee in the first place? How do I feel in my heart about this fee? What am I saying to myself in my mind about this fee? How are these thoughts supporting me or not supporting me, etc., etc.? So really allow yourself some reflection time around the fee. The other thing too is, and I'm speaking from my experience here, but I can remember when I was bulk billing in private practice and I had like this really full diary. I mean, it was crazy full. I'm not even joking. It was about 40 appointments a week. I was working ridiculous hours. Now, I was booking so many clients every single day in the hope that at least between 6 and 8 would turn up. So they were really, really long days. And when I started to change my fee, of course, there was pushback. And here's what I didn't know then. What I didn't know was it can be difficult to convey a fee increase to existing clients. And you probably want to get some support or some guidance around how to do that. If I had my time again, I would have done it differently. I would have phased in a grandfather period, phased out a grandfather period, done all of that for existing clients. And the other thing is, I didn't realize this at the time either, but I kind of felt secure and calm when I could see every single one of those sessions had been booked and I could see that I was booked a week or two ahead. That made me feel like I could exhale. It took pressure off knowing that the diary had all those appointments booked. So when I started to charge a fee and there were gaps in the diary, I did not make the association that, well, I'm going to have less because I'm charging a fee, but I also don't need to work as much and kill myself because I'm now charging a fee, and that's going to support me in reducing my workload and help me show up in a way that feels more aligned for my clients. So those were some of the things that I learned that I didn't think of at the time. And at the time, I didn't have a coach or anything like that, so I didn't even know what this looked like. I was just winging it, as so many of us do. So hindsight's such a wonderful thing, isn't it? So I guess what happened for me is when I started to see gaps in the diary and then I'd get a new referral of, a bulk billing client or something like that, scarcity mindset would kick in and I would fill that gap with a bulk billing client who I knew had like a 50-50 chance of showing. And then invariably what would happen would be later that day, I would get a full fee paying client ring and ask for a session and I didn't have time to see them. They wanted to be seen quickly. I didn't have time to do that and I'd lose them. And then that used to feed my anxiety about, booking out my diary in my private practice. So I put a lot of pressure on myself to book out every single appointment. And I never even used to think about things like the quality of the referral. I was just get this diary filled, What I appreciate now is that a lot of those referrals that I took on weren't aligned. I took them on because, I needed the money. I had to pay the rent. I got a mortgage. All those sorts of things were going through my mind at the time. Now, what I can see is I won't work with anybody who I don't feel aligned with. I charge the fee that's right for me. Some fees change in my business quite often, like my coaching fees always going up. But my mentoring and my supervision fees have remained stable for like 2 years now. Like there hasn't been any fee increase with those. So I am guided by the energy of the clients. I'm guided by the energy of my practice, and I'm guided by what feels right for me at the time. And the other thing that I really learned in terms of energy in your private practice is part of releasing scarcity mindset for me was really cultivating trust that I was going to be okay, and that not all clients were right for me, and that the right clients would find me. And I really had to trust in that process, because there's nothing scarier than going from a fully booked diary to having like two-thirds of it booked. As I said, it can be super, super scary, especially when I don't know what position you guys are in, but for me, it, like, I had all the financial responsibility for myself and my family at the time, so it was super duper scary. I felt a lot of pressure, and I resorted to old behaviors and old patterns of booking clients who weren't right and who weren't aligned, just to make ends meet. So how did I get through that transition phase from, you know, being aware I was operating from a scarcity mindset was the first step. The second step was thinking, how can I support myself in making that shift and seeing clients who were going to be private fee clients? And this was stepping away from Medicare as well. And what I was able to do for myself was really anchor into my big vision and my why, and just remind myself that because clients are paying privately now, and they're paying, you know, like a regular standard fee, I didn't need to be seen as many, so my volume could reduce. The other thing that I found I needed to do to support myself was shift my mindset around what I made those empty bookings in my diary mean to me. So in the beginning, what it meant to me to see a vacant space in my diary was, this is scary. This means that you're not going to generate turnover. This means that you're not going to be able to help someone who needs help. This means that there's going to be some dire consequence. Do you know what I mean? And it would just be like this tumbling thinking. What I know now is that thinking, well, you can hear it, didn't help me at all. It just kept me in a state of panic and anxiety. But what did help me was changing what it meant to see that empty space. And I had never actually been working on my practice. It was always something I was doing on weekends or after hours. So I never really had, it seemed to me to be such a luxury to be able to work on your practice during standard business hours. So I thought to myself, well, if I've got this space in the calendar, what I can do is I can use that space to update my website, or I can use that space to get an email out to my clients, or do you know what I mean? So I use that space to do courses. So I'm a course junkie. I love doing courses and sharing the knowledge with you. So I did that. And really for me, I changed the meaning away from being something that was fear-inducing to something that was gratitude inducing, if you like. Like I would say, oh my gosh, you know, I've got this space. Thank goodness. Now I can update the SEO on my website. Now I can play in Canva. Now I can record a podcast. Now I can do an audio training, whatever it was. And so I came to really value that space. And then what happened was I started to get more and more of that space for probably about 2 months. And I was so comfortable with that. And that was what led to me being able to finally sit back and do a lot of the behind the scenes stuff that I wouldn't normally have had an opportunity to do. And what resulted from there was, once I'd put updated strategies and processes in place that felt more aligned with a soul-led private practice, my books filled up really, 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 really quickly. The other thing that I can share with you that helped me attract referrals, apart from what we've already mentioned in other episodes, was creating space for the clients that I really, really, really wanted to see. And at that stage, I was really wanting to call in coaching clients. And so what I did was I set aside space in my diary just for coaching clients. So it was like one afternoon a week and one morning a week. And I didn't book, I made a commitment to keep those spaces available. And I booked around them, all my other clients. And I just said to myself, I know it's going to take time perhaps to fill up these 2 half days, but if I leave that space there, I know and trust that the universe is going to fill them. And it didn't take long at all. And those spots were filled. And then I still had inquiry calls coming through. And I was referring, because I had so much coaching work, I was referring it out to other coaches in my network. And other people, other clients were sort of saying, oh no, I'll wait. And so they did wait and they joined a coaching program with me later on, because I only take a certain number of coaching clients on per quarter. So that just allowed me to really, by having that framework there, that masculine energy framework there, and trusting in that and trusting in, you know, this law of vacuum, that I would be fully supported, my services would be valued, that I would feel safe. And as I say to my clients, like, I will never lose. My perfect clients are perfect just for me. And yeah, I guess it was the energy of creating the space in the diary. It was the energy of trust. It was the energy of connecting in with cultivating trust with myself, as well as trust with the universe and natural laws, that really allowed me to experience growth in my practice. And so, Emma, when you're saying, you know, how do I call in these referrals despite me doing all the marketing, my first action step for you would be really sit down and spend some time in reflection about how you feel about your fee and what it means to you, and really spend some time thinking about what your diary looks like and what it means to you when you see empty spaces in the diary. And see, if you need to, how you can support yourself in shifting the meaning of that space. If you haven't listened to the previous 2 episodes on energetics too, go back and listen to those, because they will definitely help you start to call in the right people for your practice. And then, I would just say also, make sure that you can tune in and see what's no longer in alignment for your private practice. And if you're moving away from bulk billing and you're going to be charging a fee, then you're going to need to be talking to a different audience, which means you need to do that work that we were talking about last time on identifying who your ideal client is, because they're going to be different. When you have done that, you're going to create an intention around your ideal client. And it's so much fun to do, and it's so powerful. And you're going to make it pretty in Canva, and you're going to print it out, and you're going to keep it near your computer. And then every time you have to create content, you're going to look at it and allow your content to be infused by that intention. And you watch, you will start to see a shift in the types of people that are enrolling in your diary, that are inquiring with you, that you're booking on the phone, that you're getting to work with. And you will notice a shift in the energy in the sessions as well. Like, you're going to feel even more energized by the work that you do. You're going to feel excited in the morning to look at your diary, and that's going to be awesome. Like, who doesn't want that? And it's just going to make you feel lighter, because you'll be working more in flow. And I absolutely want that for you, 110%. 110%. And in fact, I would also love to have a conversation with you. So my email address is in the show notes. And if any of this is landing for you, not just for Emma, if any of this is landing for you, hit pause now, tap email me in the show notes and just say, yeah, I would love to have a chat. This is where I'm at. And let me know, because, you know, it's probably costing you a lot for your practice to not be taking action and to not be getting any guidance. And I don't want that for you. I want you to have, you know, 180 degrees opposite. I want you to start to have an experience of abundance in your practice. And it's easier to do that than you might think or believe. And you're allowed to feel abundant. It's okay to feel abundant. It's safe to feel abundant. You can have all of those sorts of things, and you can cultivate that energy of gratitude, love, and abundance into your practice, but it has to begin from within. That's the thing, right? Your business success begins from the inside out. I believe that so much. It's why I trademarked the tagline. Not that I use it on my marketing, because I've had a bit of a shift more to the spiritual stuff, but I probably should. So yeah, that's what I would do. And I hope that this has been really, really helpful. But in terms of energetics, following on from the last two episodes, the next step is to create that vacuum in your diary. Leave it there. Don't be tempted to fill it with clients who aren't an ideal fit. Just leave that space there. Allow yourself to create a new meaning for what it is to have that space there. Focus on gratitude and abundance, and get ready to start to see more gratitude and abundance flowing to you in the form of manifested referrals. I know. Can you believe how cool this stuff is? I love this stuff so, 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 so much. I could talk about it all day long. So yeah, don't get me started. In other news, I'm also going to be running a series of free trainings on, referrals. And so, yeah, if you want any information about that and how you can access them, of course, again, just hit pause, flick me an email and say, yeah, can you give me the details of the free training? Because I don't want you to miss out. I want you to get referrals so that, yeah, you can have everything that you want, not only in your practice, but in your life as well, for you and for your family. Sound good? Yes, I know. Okay, guys. Well, I'll let you go. Have a beautiful Wednesday, and I will talk to you on Saturday. If you have any questions that you'd like answered on the show, please feel free to email them through. I'm starting to get a few more now. It's like really exciting for me. I love receiving them. So yeah, please don't hesitate to reach out and just say, hey, can you talk about this on the show? And I absolutely will. Thank you so much for listening. Have a beautiful day. Bye, ladies. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast today. If you're looking for clarity, if you need help with branding your processes and bringing everything into alignment with your soul's purpose for your private practice, head to the show notes and click the link for more information about the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group. You are going to love it. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.